Hey, can we talk?
Privately? It's about your girlfriend, and it's like super important, okay? Come on, let's grab this empty classroom. No one should be here for a while. Okay, so, take a seat. I want you to know I don't have any problem with you, okay? Before I say anything else, I've just been talking to your girlfriend a lot lately. She's in some of my lectures, and we just get chatting, and I can see why you like her so much. I mean, she's dreamy. Anyway, sorry, getting off track. It's just, I don't know if you're really good enough for her. I don't want to be mean, I swear. I just don't want her to be with someone who isn't on her level. Like, have you seen her? Those big brown eyes. That smile. It lights up the whole room and her body. Oh my goodness. She's a total babe. So I had a cute idea. You see, we're in this awesome psych class together and we learned some hypnosis. I know, you think I'm crazy, but it totally works. She actually did it to me and I was so under her spell. Really, I was lost in her cute eyes and she swung this pendant in front of me and I would have done anything she wanted. And then I tried it on her, and she was the exact same. Then the professor told us that hypnosis can totes be used for some therapy-type stuff like improving you and... Well, I really like your girl, okay? I think we're going to be besties, and I want you to be good enough for her. So I want to hypnotize you to make sure she gets exactly what she needs. What do you say? I'm totally helping you. Don't you want to make sure she gets her dream date? You like her a lot, right? So you want to make her happy. This is going to make her the happiest girl of all time, promise. So you let me do it? You let me hypnotize you? Oh, I knew you'd come around. Okay, close your eyes. Relax. You got this. Just sit and relax. Shut your eyes, hands on your knees. Just relaxed and passive, okay? You're already doing great. You're going to make her so much happier, I promise. Just listen. I know you must have a good imagination, right? So I'm going to ask you to imagine something for me, to like visualize it. I want you to really focus on what I tell you. Really get that image in your mind. I want you to imagine a house for me. It's just a regular house. Imagine what color it is. Imagine what the door looks like and what's behind it when you walk inside. What colors are the walls? What does the floor feel like? Do you see furniture? What's in the living room? Really focus down, picture it, okay? See it. See this home. Is it warm, cold? Is it big or small? Do you feel safe there? Do you feel at home? What about upstairs? Is there a bed? Is it a big one? Soft and plush, when you'd love to fall asleep in? When you take your girlfriend to? Get all snuggled up together with her? So lucky, aren't you, that you get her like that? Lucky baka. Okay, stop. Open your eyes. Back to reality. Stop imagining that. You're not in bed with her. Let's try something else, just to, test that imagination. Okay? Ready? Close your eyes again. Shut your eyelids right down. Keep them shut. Already heavy anyway. It's easy to let them shut and stay shut for me. I want you to imagine the beach now. The warm sand under your feet. The warm sun in the sky beaming down. You're strolling toward the water. The waves crash on the shore. Can you see it? Can you imagine it for me? That's right. Seeing all the other beachgoers playing in the water. Sunbathing in their swimwear. Do you see sand dunes, birds flying in the sky? Do you see boats in the distance? Do you see a sparkle on the water's surface, islands on the horizon? Create that mental picture.
Are you there with her? With the prettiest girl you've ever seen? Is she walking out of the water in her pastel purple bikini? That one she wore last week in the pool? Is the water running down her shoulders over her chest? Is her perfect body dripping from the sea? Do you watch her legs as she strides confidently forward? Do you see what a goddess she is? What a total baddie. Do you think you could ever deserve her? Can you see her hair all wet, dripping? Doesn't it look so amazing? Isn't she just so beautiful? You can imagine running up to her, grabbing her in your arms and kissing her on those big, soft lips and... Stop it. Open your eyes. No kissing her. Wake up. You are all floaty there. Were you in a trance already? Professor said this should work fast. Okay, what's next? We're gonna have you super deep in a minute, promise. Imagine you're in the forest at night. You're camping. Close your eyes. Almost forgot. Now, picture the scene, okay? You're on the edge of the forest looking over a deep canyon. The moon is full above. Beautiful, isn't it? Can you picture it? Breathe deeply. Smell the pine needles, the sap. Listening to the rushing water in the canyon below. See the faintest rustle of the leaves and undergrowth. It could be the wind or animals running through the night. Notice the softness of the ground beneath your feet. Can you imagine it? The forest floor, the grass, the fallen leaves. See a fallen log, cracked, the tall trees around it, the starry sky high above you. You can imagine it now, this scene, so serene. It could almost put you to sleep. In fact, you're so sleepy you could crawl into your tent to nod off. Crawl into your sleeping bag. Laying beside your girlfriend who sleeps so sweetly. Her face all cute in her dreams. Her eyes closed. She's so safe and warm. Just as she always should be. Loved, protected, wanted. And you beside her in the sleeping bag, so cozy. You can let yourself relax now. Let a warm, pleasant feeling hover your body. Relaxing, resting. Feeling the world falling away as you drift into darkness, as you drift off to sleep, your body getting limp, loose, soft. Breathe easily and deeply. Feel the soft relaxation spreading from the tips of your toes, moving up your ankles, up your calves. Soft, sweet, sleepy surrender. Right beside her. Feeling that relaxation moving up now to your thighs, your stomach, making you so tired, so unable to move. Only fall. Fall into sleep, into trance. Feeling the relaxation moving up your body, to your chest, to your arms, your shoulders and hands. Fully succumbing to that sleepy feeling. In the tent and right here, you're too sleepy to move. To resist this wonderful rest. You only want to go deeper into it. And now it moves up again, up your weary neck, up into your chin, your mouth. All those muscles relaxing completely. Until relaxation moves all the way to your eyes, your forehead. Everything sinking down into sleep. And you feel it cover you now in warmth and relaxation as you drift into trance. Into my hypnotic embrace. Letting go. And so relax now in a trance with me, ready to learn how your girlfriend can be truly happy. But I think you need to go a little deeper first. So I'm going to ask you to imagine something new now. Imagine yourself with her. She's standing beside you, in front of a bright light. You can't make out what's beyond it, and she takes a step forward. But you feel your body pulled back, pulled away. Pulled deeper into trance, and she steps forward, and you fall a little deeper. With each step she takes, you fall deeper into this trance, into this hypnotic sleep. She steps forward again, her little heel clicking on the ground, and you slip backward again, falling deeper, letting go. Letting go of her as she moves away. Letting go of the waking world, feeling so relaxed all over your body. feeling so safe, so warm, so content to let her move forward while you drift back. And the further she walks away, the deeper you go. And the further she walks away, the deeper you go. Just let go now. Let her go. Let her go where she wants to go. And let yourself move away. Back further, deeper. Falling now into the hypnotic spell of my words as your girlfriend walks away. And you can make out something more now in the light, but she's so far away. And you're so deeply entranced, she's walking to someone else, someone with their hand outstretched to her. You can't quite see who. You're falling back now deeper and deeper. And you watch as her hand moves to meet the other one. And once it does, you'll fall into a completely deep trance, totally open to suggestion and new ideas. Totally open to me. Open to my words. All to make sure she gets what she deserves. And she reaches out so close, and you're so close to the depths of trance. Her hand almost reaching the other hand. Your body almost completely immobile. So close, almost touching. And you fall into this feeling, this complete state of open-minded trance, no resistance. As the hands touch and you slip into slumber, and you see who she's holding hands with. And you sleep and you fall, and you are completely under my power. You see her hand is, in fact, intertwining with mine. And you don't mind, because you're so deeply hypnotized. You know you just want what's best for her. And it's time you saw the truth. That's not you. You're not good enough for her, you never were. And you're so deeply entranced by me that you know this to be true. You know my words simply create new knowledge in your open mind, every word a new truth. She's perfect, you're nothing. She needs someone who loves her. Deeply, dearly. And that could never be you. But I know who it should be. And now, so do you. It should be me. She belongs with me. So you're not going to stand in the way anymore. In fact, you're going to step aside and let me have her. Let me have her all for me. Don't be scared. I'll be so good to her. And you can't resist this hypnotic relaxation. You're too deep to stop now. You can only absorb my words and fall deeper. Deeper and deeper into this feeling, the feeling that you aren't good enough for her. That I deserve her more than you. I'm hotter than you, smarter than you, better than you. You know it's true, you accept it, it's the truth. She should want me more than you. And you won't ever touch her again. You won't kiss her with that gross mouth. You won't touch her with your filthy hands. You won't hug her and make her better when she cries. I will. I'll be all she needs, all she wants. And that is the truth. I'll do anything to have her. You're just a step on the way to getting what I deserve. The girl I want more than anyone. And once she sees how much I love her, how much I worship her, she'll fall for me too. And you'll be long gone. Your broken little hypnotized mind will make sure of that. If she won't date me because of you... Yeah, she said that. I'll have to make sure you're not dating her. And I don't want to hurt you physically. Then she might be mad. But I can get into that dumb little mind of yours and make sure you realize what you are. You're inferior. Nothing. You don't deserve a girl like her. A queen. I will love and cherish her forever. You'll probably cheat on her anyway. I'll protect her from everything. And you just let her down. You know you would. And if you just do as you're told, she'll be truly happy. Totally loved. If you really love her, you'll do whatever I command you to. If you really want her to be happy, you'll obey my every word. Because I would do anything for her, anything, including taking your loser butt out of the picture, including studying hypnosis and pretending it was part of a class just to get in your head and twist your mind up into a pretzel. This is the easy way, promise, so just go with it. Relaxed, eyes shut, absorbing my words, letting me into that little head of yours. I want you to repeat after me, my hypnotized victim. I'm not good enough for her. Say it. Good. Now say, I don't deserve her. That's right, so good. It's so good to tell the truth. Say, I know she'd be happier without me. Oh, you're so adorable when you admit the truth. You know she'd be happier with me. Say that. She'd be happier with you. Good. One more thing. Say you'll dump her. I'll dump her. Say it. Oh, you asshole. You're gonna break her heart. I should make you suffer. Even if I did make you do it. You will, won't you? You'll call her and tell her it's over? Then you never want to see her again. And then I'll swoop in and make it all better. I'll dry her tears and make her feel safe and loved. And then she'll lean in close and our lips will touch. And love will blossom from that moment. From your betrayal. And she'll never know what I did. But if she did find out, she'd be glad I did what was necessary to give her what she really needs. The lover she deserves. Because she should be with me. I should be the one kissing every inch of her skin, worshipping the ground she walks on, telling her I'm her lovesick puppy, telling her that when we part, that is true pain, that we are fated to be together, and you are fated to get out of the way, to stop coming between us. You are nothing to her. You will be anyway. She'll forget all about you, and she'll be mine, all mine, for the rest of time. We'll paint each other's names in the stars while you disappear into the void of lonely losers. If you try to come back to her, I'll just drop you into trance again, quicker and easier. Because I think you're enjoying this, the feeling of letting go, of letting someone take control. Someone better. Someone your girlfriend deserves. Because you know she's just a crush for you, really, and you can see now that I'm the real deal. True love. I'll never leave her side, never let her go. When she's not there, I won't eat, I won't sleep until she's back. If I have to convince her a little like this, I can even do that. And there's nothing anyone can do to stop me, least of all you. You're just going to make it nice and easy for me. Break her heart. Leave her vulnerable. And I'll seize the moment. Then she won't be able to ignore me. She won't run away. You'll break her and I'll rebuild her. All because I'm telling you to. You're so good, agreeing to do what I want. Anyone else might have fought back. But that's what I expected, because I know love. Okay, I've never dated anyone, but I know how it feels to love someone, because I love her, and you don't. So you'll leave her, and you'll make it cruel. You'll make it hurt. For me, the girl controlling your silly little brain. And she'll never touch your gross body again. Just mine. She'll never kiss your loser lips again. Just mine. She'll never hold you in her strong arms again. She'll just hold me. No matter what, because I'll be there for her. I'll get into her head like I get into yours. She'll be mine and I'll be hers and we'll be perfect. Because I don't lose. Ever. I always get what I want. She won't need anyone else. She won't need a job. She won't need to lift a finger. She'll be my goddess. And she'll probably thank me for getting you out of the way. You should thank me for making her life better. Go on, thank me. Say it. Good, you're ready. It's time to do what I told you. When you wake from trance, you'll call up your girlfriend and break her heart. You'll tell her she was nothing to you, just someone to sleep with when you got bored. Tell her there are hotter girls in college. Tell her you never really loved her. Tell her you found someone better. Tell her you cheated the whole time. Tell her she's a terrible kisser and worse in bed. Tell her you hate her. Tell her you hate the way she chews, way she talks, hate her laugh, hate her sneeze, hate her smile. And then I'll make it all better. And she'll be putty in my hands. Ready? You'll call her the moment you wake. I want to watch. I want to know what you say, so I know how to fix it. I'll count up from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll wake up and you'll make the call. 1,
knowing you're not good enough for her.
Two, you know I'm better. I love her more.
Three, you just want her to be happy and this is the only way.
Four, you're so completely under my spell, you can't stop yourself.
Five, wake up and call her, so I can be happy, so I get what I want, so I get you out of the way and give love a chance.
That's it, pick up the phone and make that call.
You've done so well, you've been a useful pawn for me. And once you call her, never come near me again, because I'll have to hate you, for her, of course. Not because I think you're just a loser who got in the way of the girl I love. Now, do as I told you, my hypnotized thrall, and end things so I can start something better.
True love.